Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
I think the candidate stuff, the holiday stuff, like, there's an expiration date.
Well, and here's the thing. This is worse than the Christmas or holiday decorations, because at least you can make the case it's freezing out. I'm looking for the first 50-degree day to take it off. It's 75 degrees out. Get outside and take it outside.
There's no excuse. And listen, I don't care if you're the winner or the loser. Here's why you're all pathetic, okay? Number one, if you lost and you keep your sign up, that's just sad. Mm-hmm. Like, we're all going to cry for you. We feel bad. It's like, all right, get over it. You lost. And if you won, you're just being a douche. Like, we got it.
Just bragging.
Right. We got it. You got what you wanted. Smile, be happy. So either way, if you leave the sign on your lawn past tomorrow at 3 o'clock, I don't know. Something wrong. I don't like it.
Right message, wrong messenger. In my opinion.
Well, why?
Because, well, you and this guy. This guy to my right, Sean Marash, already has Christmas stuff in his house.
That's different, though, DeLuke. Here's the difference. Putting stuff up early versus taking it off when it's done. That's very different.
You could have put your Trump or Harris. No, you couldn't have put Harris. It would have been Trump Biden sign up like a year ago.
And they did.
And people did. Yeah. And that's fine because you knew it was coming.
Exactly.
But once it's happened, it's over.
Yeah, you're missing the argument. It's the end of it.
So it's the end.
If your point is, Evan, you left your Halloween stuff up too long, touche. I took it down within a day.
Right. And like, my ladder is December 26th. I'm up taking lights down.
By the way, me too. Like, I'm very quick to say it's over. I'm done. Halloween, Christmas, 4th of July. My stuff goes down like a day later.
I still have Santas in my basement.
But that's your wife's fault, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
But there's the argument, if you win a championship, you have a parade a week later. So perhaps the people that won, they may keep their sign out later. So there is an argument to have a little grace period afterwards. I'm just saying, for people like you guys that have Christmas stuff out early or Halloween stuff out too long, should you be the ones really making the rules on this?
Because I take my stuff down immediately. I'm the rule maker on this one. Because in this case, it all comes down immediately. My Halloween stuff came down like right the night of Halloween. I wanted to take it down. I said to my wife, we were kind enough. We did the shows at home, got to go trick-or-treating with the kids. I'm telling you, at 11 o'clock at night, I was like, all right, let's do this. What are we waiting for?
Jack-o'-lanterns right in the trash.
Check game just ended. I'm like, can we just take everything down now? So the right message.
If you make it if you don't carve it, it can stay out.
Yeah, but then the squirrels come start chewing. It's all over your porch.
True, but the squirrels haven't got to my pumpkins squirrels yet.
You got very cooperative squirrels over there.
They're actually CJ's, my dog squirrels. That's who plays with them.
I don't know how you
chases them, at least.
I don't know how you pull that off, because I'm not kidding. When we bought pumpkins and put it around our house, 24 hours,
gone.
And the squirrels destroyed those pumpkins. Mm. They made holes in it. They made the jack-o'-lanterns themselves. They were cutting holes through that sumbitch.
Right.
They were eating it. It was disgusting.
Do you have Ring? You have a Ring camera?
I do.
Does it make a noise when someone comes on the porch?
Yes.
Is it loud?
All the time.
Huh.
Those squirrels ring me up every night, man.
Ah.
Yeah. It's a disaster.
I think it scares away the squirrels in my house.
Oh, does it?
Yeah.
See, that doesn't work for me. I got to try
maybe
something
for
like
Halloween
that.
Because we had the spooky sound on. So it was like,
oh, you go all out at the barber house, huh?
We must have tougher squirrels because we had the sounds too, and it didn't matter. The squirrels were like, what do we care? So you're making noises. We're still going to eat you.
I can't believe he goes with the spooky.
That's someone who loves Halloween.
That's right. We do it at every holiday.
That's right.
I don't think Thanksgiving has sound, though.
Well, what do you get, like a Santa ho-ho-ho or
anything? Yeah. Merry Christmas or whatever.
I love how you're surprised by that. Like, of course there's sounds for that.
That's unbelievable.
All we're saying is take it down, okay? You won, you lost, move the hell on, all right? That's it. That's a public service announcement from all of us. Joe Douglas has met the media for the first time since Trump's first administration. I'm probably exaggerating a little bit, and we'll hear from Joe Douglas coming up right at 4 o'clock. Let's go to Jeff in Babylon, New York. How are you, Jeff?
Not too shabby. How are you guys doing?
Good. Not
What's
too
up,
bad.
Man?
What's up, man?
All right, so let me just start off by saying, by the way, Evan, you are the oldest 41 I've ever heard in my life. You, like, I thought you and Benigno must have been classmates or something. When I heard you were 41, I'm like, are you kidding me? But with that aside, let me just say that looking at the Giants, if you take their roster, it's not that terrific. You take their quarterback, he's not that terrific. Take Dan Campbell and make them the coach. Do they have four more wins? I mean, come on. There's a point where the coach has to make these guys run through walls.
No, you're not wrong. You're not wrong. You see this with Mike Tomlin as well. I mean, Mike Tomlin hasn't had the greatest teams over the last couple of years, but he's never had a losing record. And you see, like, these posts and videos of him, like, coaching and teaching on the sideline.
Right.
And it's no wonder that guys, as he was just alluding to, run through walls for him. And so it's the hard part of coaching, because you're dealing with the frustrations of guys not performing like they're supposed to, but you got to constructively teach them so that they're motivated to be better. That's the hardest thing about coaching. And in having the patience to be able to do that the right way is really hard.
So I'm thinking about this out loud. With quarterbacks, we always say, if you don't know within 2 years, then you kind of know he's not the answer.
Right.
Like, for the most part, when a guy...
Unfortunately, now. It used to not be that way.
No, it's definitely different back in the day.
It is that way now.
100%. Is it the same way with coaches? Where if that guy isn't shown you in the first 3 years, I'm not going to say the first year, because let's not forget what Dan Campbell did in his first year. They were terrible.
Yeah, but it was a remake. But the very next year, they won 10 games?
No, that's my point. Like, within the second year of Dan Campbell, they went from a bad year, they were 3-13, to the 9-8 year in which they almost felt like they should have made the
and
playoffs.
And then they won 11?
Then they won 12.
12, wow.
They got to the NFC Championship game, and now here they are at 7-1. So within 2 years, 3 years, we knew Dan Campbell was the truth. Right. Mike Tomlin, I think we knew right away the truth.
Right.
John Harbaugh, we kind of knew right away truth.
Jim Harbaugh, you knew.
Jim, same thing. No, I completely agree. You go back to like Andy Reid's early days in Philadelphia, same thing. Within the second year, they were an 11-win team and they were making the playoffs every year.
If you want to stay local with the Giants, Tom Coughlin, second year, we won 10 games.
So is that like the new thing that if we're still unsure of a head coach, and I think it's fair to say we're unsure of Brian Daboll 3 years in, that means at the end of the day, it's not going to be the answer? Kind of the way we look at quarterbacks or
I think so part of it is what we started the show talking about. And if you missed it, you can rewind on the Odyssey app, is the talent. Right, you got to have the talent.
Right,
like think about when Tom Coughlin came in. We had talent. I mean, I was here. Shockey was here. Strahan was here. Amani was here. It was some really good players. Jesse Armstead.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Jed was still, I think he was still playing, right? His first couple of years, right? So like, we had a ton of talent on the team. If you don't have talent, you got to rebuild it from ground up. And the Giants kind of had to do that. There was a couple guys that were still here, or here, Andrew Thomas, but Andrew Thomas has been so unavailable, he's becoming like AVT, right? It's just every year something comes up, and it's not, you know, you don't want to malign the kid because he's such a great player, but you got to be available.
Yeah.
And so what was the talent that they've had? And despite not having it, they won, you know, games in year one.
He had a great first year. The first year, we all thought he was the guy.
Yes.
The second year was a bad year, and here we are in the third year, and it's kind of another bad year, and I'm really rocking
I think the second year got excused a little bit, if you were being fair.
Sure.
Because the offensive line wasn't fixed, and then everybody got hurt. I mean, it was a disaster. Saquon was hurt early in the season. Andrew Thomas was done for the year. Daniel Jones gets hurt. Right, it became just non-competitive talent. And so coming into this year, it's like it's got to be better.
Yeah. I think what I'm kind of going through my brain on is that if you think about all the great coaches or good coaches in the NFL, like the ones that are established, not the ones that are only a year or two in and we're still figuring it out, they were all legitimately, we know they're good by year three.
But also think about some of those teams and what they were handed. So while Kyle Shanahan is the perfect example, they built that team defensively for years.
Right.
And when he got there, they were ready to be a competitor.
Right.
And all they needed was a quarterback. And Jimmy Garoppolo kind of, you know, got them there for a little while. And then they get lucky with Brock Purdy. Think about Matt LaFleur.
I get confused too.
I always do. I'm like, wait, which one was the coordinator? LaFleur and Green Bay.
That's the easy way. Just take that.
He had Aaron Rodgers as his quarterback.
Mike Tomlin was set up too. I agree.
Well, that brings me to this, and I will maintain this until I am in the casket, okay? All of those guys, even if they stumbled their way, Brian Daboll remains being punished because he was too good in year one.
No, you're right. Right. Andy Reid had Alex Smith.
Right. They declined Daniel Jones's option because they were ready to just have a bad year, figure out what they had. He excelled because Daboll overcoached. If the Giants were as bad as the fan base accepted and was willing to accept in 2022, there is a world that we live in where the Giants are in the top three in the draft and have C.J. Stroud with Brian Daboll right now. Yeah, Are we having these conversations?
Okay. So you went to a second thing.
No, but I'm saying that world exists.
No, but you went to drafting the right quarterback. You went right there.
Of course. By the way, he could draft the wrong quarterback. Oh, my point is, Brian Daboll squeezed the most out of what everybody thought was going to be a bad year and a bad team.
Right.
And now in year three, we're wondering why they haven't grown. And
no,
reality,
but Sean,
winning
Sean,
that
if,
much set them back.
Here's where I would disagree with you. Okay, forget the draft pick thing. Because obviously, if you end up with a great young player, sure, everything's different. But if he had a bad first year like we expected, and then the second year was the same, and this is the same, I don't think there'd be any debate. He'd be gone.
My point.
I think the first year saved him.
I agree.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, I don't think
last
it's as
year,
bad.
Last year is confusing to me when I try to evaluate Brian Daboll.
Mm-hmm.
Because, like, I know why they were bad. And it wasn't the coaching. I mean, it was the lack of cohesion with coaching.
Right.
Because he and Wink hated each other and everything else.
That's a part of coaching.
But it doesn't really matter. I mean, I guess it creates a tense atmosphere. But go do your thing. I'll do my thing.
Mm.
Like, just be good at what you're doing. And they were, but they weren't. But then the injuries were so profound last year. So it's hard for me to evaluate what actually happened. This year is different. And now you're seeing, despite some improvements, they're just not good enough.
Well, but that's the thing. Like, look at the coaches around the NFL. No one has three bad years, and he hasn't because his first year was good, 9-7-1. But no one 3 years in is still a question. If they are, they're usually not the answer. Find me a coach that is.
By the way,
I just went through like eight of them off the top of my head.
I'm just telling you.
Find me an active coach.
I don't think we're having a bad year three if they had a bad year one.
But if they had a bad year one, you're assuming that that leads to the right answer at quarterback.
No, or even if it's the wrong answer, is Brian Daboll coaching a team that's winning five games right now if they have the Anthony Richardson, Joe Flacco thing? I believe in him as a coach that he would. I've seen him win games with Tommy DeVito. I saw him win nine games with Daniel Jones.
But you're creating a hypothetical. You're saying,
don't you have to?
No, the hypothetical, it's just, I hate hypotheticals.
I do too.
It's just hard to like think it. And so, did they get lucky? And not lucky, but they get unlucky in year one because they had to stay with Daniel Jones? Possibly. But because they were ready to move on.
Right. They declined his option.
They set themselves up to be able to move on. But because they won so many games, they weren't going to draft a good quarterback.
Exactly.
The problem you have, and I'm going to repeat this again, even though you don't want to do it. I don't think you want to do it not because you're lazy. I don't think you want to do it because you know what you're going to find. And that is how many coaches have declined record-wise year one to year two to year three.
And then hang on. Not many.
It's tough. That's my only point.
Right. Even Arthur Smith, who Tommy and I fought about last week, he was the same every year. He's just average.
Right.
He was seven wins every year.
This is going backwards.
And he got fired.
Right. Like 9-7-1 to 6-11. And I don't know where the Giants are going to finish right now, but to go 6-11, they'd have to go 4-4 in their last eight games. I don't know how many people think that's going to happen. So, record-wise, there's going to be a three-straight-year decline with this head coach, and it's going to make people like Tommy.
Or a two-straight-year.
Well, it's really three, because it's from nine wins to six wins to whatever this ends up to
be.
I know the nine is high. I get it.
Right.
That's where it's fair to say, boy, that first year kind of
hurt
him in a way.
Well, year one was good. So you go from year one to year two, that's a decline. Year two to year three, that's a decline. So it's a two-year decline.
Technically, yes.
So 3 years, but 2 years of decline.
That's a tough thing to get out of.
Of course it is.
That's where you have your ammunition.
Yeah,
positive,
no.
Negative, Tommy.
Look, I mean, you're saying that he's being punished for that good season. No, that was the standard that he set. So that's the standard, and when you don't meet that standard and you go backwards, by the way, that's with Joe Shane too, because in my opinion, you took a playoff team here and you have mismanaged them roster-wise and coaching-wise to where they are a two-win team.
Yeah.
I don't care what quarterback they could have got.
Right.
This is the team they have. They've gone backwards.
It's interesting because what... Like, if you could do it all over again, this is hypothetical, so I hate it, but let's talk about it. If you could do it all over again, you just let Daniel Jones walk, and you take every asset, and you go get the quarterback you want. You go draft the quarterback you want, even if it costs you first, second for this year and next year. You go do it. Because when you now look at it, that's what the issue has become.
Yeah, I think it's fair to say.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.